of repatriation. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, dear members. I believe that the question I have is quite controversial. It was a question about the link between head of households, women head of households, and them being single. I will answer this question, sir, Mr. Chair. I would say that it is a cultural matter. Quite deep-seated in our culture is the idea that men are head of households. And that as soon as there is no man in that household, the woman immediately becomes the head of household. It's a matter of great concern within our society when we consider the family, because many women are raising their children alone. So why do we say naturally that they are single? Well, because their civil documents say that they are single. And since we register the civil status in their national identity document, there we see that indeed they are registered as single. And personally speaking, I believe that we should have a campaign to bring about a shift in that cultural concept, where women should alone make the household survive and thrive. We have very few men who remain with the children if the men are the one left behind. We can move on to another matter, and I hope that this answer has addressed your question. Now I'll turn to one of the questions that Ms. Pusey had on entrepreneurs. In our secretariat, we have 4 invitations per year for businessmen and women who are repatriated, and 1 for women that have businesses and live in border regions. Because we realize how far behind they are vis-a-vis the rest of the population, especially in the border regions and border cities. So we send out that invitation. We say that it is a special invitation because it is addressed to women alone, unlike the other ones, which are for everyone, men and women. These businesses are overseen for 1 year, and contributions are made to help ensure that their businesses are sustainable, trying to avoid repeated emigration and trying to help them and provide enough subsistence for themselves and their children.
Siguiendo con el tema.
Still on businesses and entrepreneurs, answering this time a question raised by Mr. Frasheri. He asked for a specific tally of such businesses. We do have a registry of business owners since the program started. Over 700 beneficiaries are registered in the program of repatriated businessmen and women. And in that document, we have a section that indicates what area they work on. That is, what sector of the economy these businessmen and women applied for a business license. We believe that this is the path to reincorporate a power grid that has returned into the labor market. Because finding dependent labor is quite difficult due to the long period of time that they have spent abroad, which makes it hard for them to have access to credits and financing because of the lack of a history in the country. When With this program, we provide complimentary financial support. We provide it in capital, with which they can purchase longer-lasting assets, such as equipment for their venture, renting out a space where their business will be located. However, they cannot purchase raw material or merchandise to launch their business. If they have a warehouse, say, or if they have a bar, they cannot use this to purchase the products that they will need in their business, or their drinks for a bar. They cannot use this financial contribution to purchase these. They can, however, pay for the monthly lease. Our experience in this area has been quite encouraging. I'm thinking of one particular example. It's a farmer who was working in Spain, out in the fields, actually. He came back to Paraguay, he bought some land, and he had a crop. And he needed a means of transport to convey his goods to the market. So when he registered in the Businessmen and Women Repatriated Program, the Secretariat assisted him